Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Now, if you've just joined us on the show, we're looking at how we can respond with more sensitivity to the revelations of gender-based inequality in schools. What do we need to know about the governance structures and leadership of schools to push start necessary reforms? We speak now to Bernard Au, Program Manager at Pemimpin Global School Leaders. Bernard, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now, Pemimpin GSL, it's an organization that's really focused on improving school leadership and teacher quality. And you work hand in hand with faculty to achieve this. So I'm just wondering, Bernard, how much of the recent issues that have been highlighted in the media, you know, the rape comments made by the teacher, the period spot checks that we're hearing about, how much of that can be resolved by engaging school leadership and teachers?
Right. Thank you so much for having me tonight. So at Pemimpin GSL, we've been working with school leaders since 2018, and we have discussed difficult issues with them before, such as corporal punishment. And culturally, these things have been carried out over a long period of time. So it did take a while for some school leaders to internalize it. But we have also seen is that when they understand the negative effects of corporal punishment, they cannot unsee it anymore, and they decided to stop doing it. So I definitely think more training should be given to school leaders so that they are able to handle these emerging issues better.
Bernard, I understand because of your work that you might actually have a network of contacts within the education system. There are people who would like to downplay these reports, suggest that maybe these are outliers, not the mainstream, they're the exceptions to the rule rather than a systemic problem. What's your understanding? Are these exceptions to the rule, or do we have a real problem within our school system as a whole?
Right. I think when I reflect back on my experience as a teacher, I cannot deny that these things have happened or have been tolerated before in a school environment. And I know a lot of environments in our schools are work in progress. And I've taught 13 to 7-year-old kids, right? And kids as well, they would make inappropriate jokes to their peers. And as a teacher, when I look back, I shouldn't be just stopping that action during that instant, but I should also be teaching them to do better than that, to understand that if some of our peers are a little bit different, we need to accept it instead of criticize them in the class or in school.
Right. That's a very good point. And I'm glad that, you know, you've brought that up. I'm hoping teachers tonight would also have similar insights. But can I just ask you, you know, talking about teachers and the faculty, if you were to compare that to, say, the police are said to have this, you know, quote-unquote blue wall, culture of silence or not reporting misconduct to protect the institution over the public that it serves, and you compare that to schools and teachers, is what we're witnessing in schools, is this what we're witnessing in schools too about teachers?
Right, I think in schools, right, although there are some SOPs on what should be done by the teachers, but I think it can be laid out clearer and all teachers should be trained to respond accordingly when these things happen. I definitely think the implementation has room for improvement, especially now that the issues are brought up by students like Ayn. I believe there's a greater push and pressure for authorities and schools to handle these issues well, to make sure that these issues are not taken lightly.
Bernard, do you think that, you know, there is a consensus about some of these issues, especially when it comes to the, you know, differences or the similarities between boys and girls? Are there cultural norms and ways of thinking about girls and boys that are really deeply cultural in nature that might been, you know, against pedagogical values, but are still, because they're so deeply ingrained culturally, might persist? How is it possible to break through some of these cultural norms that exist, you know, within the school system?
Yeah. So I really think that there needs to be continuous in-service training for our teachers first, because teachers, we cannot be using what we have learned 10 years or 20 years ago to be teaching our kids today, right? They need to be aware and taught how to handle these emerging cases better, such as mental health issues, corporal punishment, and misconducts like this, right? which are often treated as a taboo topic. So I think we need constant, meaningful upskilling, which is not a culture in our schools yet.
Right, okay. So,
and I also want to point out that it takes a village to raise a child, that it's not only the school's responsibility to solve this, it's also every one of us in the community, which includes parents, adults, working professionals, and community at large. Instead of waiting for other people to do it, we need to be educating our kids about how to protect themselves and learn to call this out when it happens. Okay. Yeah, we need to educate ourselves so that this cannot be tolerated any longer.
Okay, so your point is that we can address the issue at hand through continuous training and upskilling. And I'm just wondering on that point, Bernard, you know, teachers often are in the teaching profession lifelong. They're often, you know, working decades in a job. Is that a barrier to addressing the issue of gender inequality and some of the misogynistic cultural practices that we've seen oppress children in general, but specifically girls in the classrooms?
Right. I think it doesn't, even if someone has been working there for a long time, if they can be trained and they can be enlightened and if they understand the negative effects of these things that are happening in kids, they will be able to help to solve this issue in schools.
Mm. But it seems ironic in part because, you know, the perception is that schools and the education system have a high level of women participating as teachers, as principals, as educators, and that perhaps they, more than anybody else, would be attentive to the issues of gender inequality and prejudice and misogyny. Where, in your experience, is the balance between professionals, teachers and principals, between men and women? Do the men dominate? Does male culture dominate even when women might be the bulk of the
majority.
Staff?
Majority.
Yeah. I think even though majority of our teachers are women, but we can see that a lot of principals are positions with higher power are men. So I definitely think there is an imbalance right there. Yeah, and I definitely think that this can be done better.
Okay, Bernard, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Good luck with all the good work that Pemimpin GSL is doing. Thank you for your time. We're going to take another quick break here on Consider This. But after this, we'll be speaking to a gender equality advocate from AWAP. Stay tuned.